Well, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. Oh! One more time. Oh! One more time. Oh!
Get ready to bear down with my boys, Prez and A-Dub. Let's get it.
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we discuss the Ryan Poles hire, the continued coach search, and much, much more. A-Dub, what's poppin', baby?
Hey, man, everything is good over here, Prez. What's going on with you?
Man, you know I'm over here living the dream over here one day at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, as good as you're doing that, they're living the dream over there, man. My goal is to try to stay warm.
Well, good luck with that. Fucking good luck with that. If you got some secrets, let me know, because I'm talking about every time I go outside, I just get angry for no reason, no damn reason.
Man, I even hate going to get the mail, man. Like, open that door, but it's like, woo!
I be getting mad at the dog. I'm like, all right, go ahead and hurry up and go outside and do what you need to do. Because I'm like, you don't let all that damn heat out of this damn house now. Come on.
Make it quick.
Well, shit. Well, speaking of making it quick, how about them San Francisco 49ers? They got them Green Bay Packers up out of there. Aaron Rodgers going home.
Oh, I was so excited, man. I'm not even a 49ers fan. But seeing number 12 on his ass and sent home.
Well, of course you ain't no 49ers fan. But we was all 49ers fans last weekend.
Oh, yeah. But they held it down, man. And just seeing, again, Aaron Rodgers can't get no TDs going. I'm like, do your thing, 49ers. Do your thing.
And our boy, Robbie Gold, shout out to Robbie. He owns Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers, he owns your ass because he sent y'all home.
Oh, man, you saw that excitement? You see how he was walking when he hit the field goal, Prez? I said, go do your thing, Gold. Do your thing, man.
Look, Robbie got that swagger, man. He had that shit when he was here in Chicago, and I was happy for him, man. And I want Robbie to get that ring, man. I'm looking at all the teams that are left. I guess I'm a root for the 49ers here on out, man.
You know what, Prince? They got a good shot at it. They got a good chance, too.
Well, the 49ers, they always play their best ball in the playoffs, and so we'll see what happens. But they knocked off those Packers. That was a good game. Honestly, though, if I'm in the audience, I know you guys want to hear about the Ryan Poles hire. Promise you, we got to have a lot of takes on that one, but I want to talk about some playoff football real quick. That Buffalo Bills Kansas City Chiefs game, A-Dub, that game right there didn't disappoint. One of the best football games I've seen in quite some time. And there's a lot of talk where people were saying they need to change the overtime rules because a lot of people were like, it was unfair that Allen and that Buffalo Bills offense never even got a chance to counter. And I said, well, you know what? I get it, but the current overtime rules are what they are. So I guess you got to win that coin toss if you want to win the game.
That's it, man. The rules are the rules. Nothing new about that part of it. But like you said, man, overall, it was a great game. I enjoyed it.
But back to the Packers real quick. Aaron Rodgers, thank you for bringing Bears Twitter together for just one night. Because it was so awesome going on Twitter and all through your timeline, you just seeing Aaron Rodgers like memes and people talking shit about Aaron Rodgers and people talking shit about the Packers. And I know we got some Packers and some Wisconsin residents that listen to this show. And I'm just going to tell y'all, y'all make fun of us, so we going to make fun of y'all too. So we had y'all on our mentions talking about how Aaron Rodgers owned us and all this other bullshit. Well, I have said this consistently on this show, A-Dub, Packers fans and Wisconsin residents that listen to this show. I hope you enjoyed number 12 playing in Green Bay because his ass is gone. Y'all going to be stuck with Jordan Love here, and we got Justin Fields and a bright future in front of us. The same thing that made y'all asses laugh is going to make y'all asses cry. That's all I got to say.
Good luck with love. Good luck with that. They want all the love they can get.
They ain't going to get no love from this guy over here. Prez ain't got no love for y'all.
At all.
But a guy that I do have some love for is our new GM, Ryan Poles. Congratulations to him. African-American GM at that. I have to take a moment to give a salute to that. Now, I know there's going to be some people out there when they hear me say, they're going to say, oh, Prez, it don't matter about the color of skin. To you, it doesn't. But to me, it does. And I want to salute that man for not only just being an African-American GM, but also in the eyes of the McCaskey family, Bill Polian, Super Tanisha Wade, is also being the best candidate that was available for that job. So salute to you, Ryan Poles.
I got nothing against anything you shared right there. You're correct. he was the best candidate of all these guys. As a minority, I'm not happy for the guy because their reason itself, the guy is the right guy for the job. So that salute to him, the things he's done in Kansas City to move up the ladder, all that good stuff, to get him where he's at.
And it's also kind of surreal that his name is Ryan. The last guy's name was Ryan. The last guy's initials are RP. His initials are RP. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, new Ryan, you got your work cut out for you, my brother. And I hope you're ready for this challenge. Because Bears Nation right now, we need you to be ready. When I looked at this hire, he was a name that you and I didn't even bring up. But all those GM candidates that we talked about, we didn't even talk about Ryan. And this guy came out of nowhere and got this job. And I got to give him the props because he's 36 years old, relatively young, but he's got a lot of experience under his belt. This guy went to Kansas City when he was 23, 24 years old, A-Dub, when he realized his playing career wasn't going to go anywhere. He said, you know what? Let me get into this front office side of things. And he grinded and he learned from three different GMs, A-Dub. And that's the part when I look at this hire, I look at the fact of not only the guy shown hunger, he's moved up, but he's worked under many different type of GMs.
That's a plus in itself, man. You talk about what, John Dorsey, Brett Veach. He's been around, man. He's gone through, what, three regimes, Fred. So that just shows you that all the stuff that's going on, he's still showing his value to the Kansas City organization.
And Scott Pioli is the guy that you left out of that list. But the big point about that is look at the type of names of those individuals that he's been able to take some things from. Now, a lot of people will look at this hire and say the guy's going to be learning on the job. He's inexperienced. But I dare you to find another candidate that's had those three different type of individuals that they've been able to work with. And on top of the fact, the guy's young. He's got a bright mind. Everything that I'm hearing about him is the guy's highly intelligent. I love that. Bring that in here. The talent evaluation piece for him, that's something that everybody salutes and talks up. Now, I'm going to reserve my opinion on how I feel as far as if this was an excellent hire or if it was a good hire or whatever the case. The jury's still out on that, because when it comes to these GM moves, that's just years down the road before you understand how good of a hire it was. But on paper, it looks like they got it right.
On paper, he has the resume, done a lot of great things. It's going to take us time over time to really see his value to this team. But I'm going to go a step further. What the roster that we got right now, Perez, I think we're looking for him to do something right away. I think we want to see some kind of success, some small wins. Later down the road, we're going to see the big wins.
I don't know about that one, A-Dub. I think when you look at this team with the roster that we have, with Justin Fields as the quarterback, I think people in this town are going to be ready to see a little bit more to some small wins from this guy. Well, what I was saying as far as being able to evaluate if this was a great hire versus a good hire is I need to see how he performs in a draft. I need to see how this team progresses going forward. I need to see who he hires as the head coach, which we're going to get into in a second. Those are the things that matter. So that's why I think it's too early for people that are going around here saying, oh, this is an excellent hire. Well, I remember y'all saying people was around here talking about how Ryan Pace was an excellent hire. The receipts are out there. I got him saved. I know who y'all are. We know how that fucking movie went.
Hey, those receipts are no joke.
Facts there. Even though you and I did not have Ryan Poles on our list of GMs, the thing that really made me, you know, just pleasantly, well, I'm just going to say it, it made me happy, was when I saw that Ryan Poles was a finalist for four separate GM roles out there. Four separate jobs, four separate teams viewed him high enough that they were like, hey, this is a guy that we want to bring into our organization. So everyone knows that the Giants ended up hiring a GM, but Poles was a finalist for that job. He was a finalist for the Vikings job. Obviously a finalist here in Chicago. I mean, Ada, it says all you need to know that these organizations in the league were vying for this guy. We got him. Not only did we take him from all these other teams, but we took him from the Vikings. This is now the second time the Vikings wanted somebody, and we took him from them. They wanted Justin Fields. We got Justin Fields.
Man, the Vikings right now hate Chicago Bears. They really do. Like, not again. These guys keep getting in the way.
Last year, too, audience, in case you guys don't remember when I mentioned the fourth team, he was a finalist for the Carolina Panthers GM role as well. So when you just look at this guy, he's been a fast rising person within this league. And so we as Bears fans, I know at least for me, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to give the guy a chance to work the same way I deal with AK and Mark Eversley with the Bulls. And I sat back, watched what those guys were brewing over there. And I always said to people, there's got to be a method to their madness. I'm going to just watch it do what it's going to do. And we see what's going on with the Bulls. And I'm going to have that same approach here with Ryan Poles, A-Dub.
The Bulls turn out to be heading down the right direction. So I think this can happen again for the Chicago Bears, where if we got the right guy, Ryan, to do his part. So let the man work. Let him do his job, and let's see what happens. I'm hopeful. I believe this guy got the right credentials, right there, the right mindset. He's shown his quality of work. So let's see what he can bring to us, starting with the hire of a coach.
Well, speaking of which, and I don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, there's so many reports that come out. But I heard that he demanded that he be the one to hire the head coach. In my opinion, if that is true, that's a win. Also, I love the fact that he was in that room with them confident enough to say, if I'm going to get this job, I want that coach. Because he's putting the onus on him. Let me hire that head coach. Because the one thing with Brian Pace, he didn't do that. They gave him John Fox. He had to inherit the head coach. And I like the fact that Ryan Poles was like, no. Now, y'all may got some finalists in the mix here, but I'm going to sit down with these coaches and I'm going to let them know what time it is. And I respect that and I love that. Because if it's going to be on your record, then you need to have your guy.
You don't want to set yourself up for failure, right? It's like, look, if I feel like I want to hold my own progress in place, right? I want to make sure that whatever I decide to do going forward, it's on me.
And so whoever that is, if it's Caldwell, if it's Eberflus, if it's Dan Quinn, cool. But let this guy make that decision, because those three guys that I named are finalists for the head coaching spot. However, there's some other candidates out there that we talked about in the past. You got your Brian Floreses of the world. And there's a lot of other guys, where there's Todd Bowles. Shit, Sean Payton. Now, people want to sit here and they want to say, oh, Sean Payton's not interested in coaching in 2022. Guess what? It takes two things, a phone call and a boatload of cash. Shit changes.
Exactly, friends. Money do talk. This, in a way, I still think this Bears, you know, team is an attractive team. But you're right, Perez. I'm not going to rule it out. Make the phone call. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sport Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN, bet $1 on either team to score, and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania, new customers only. Minimum of $5 deposit and $1 wager required. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambler problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now back to the show. Audience, we're going to get into that just in a little quick second, but I wanted to just give a couple of pros that I have on the Ryan Poles hire. Now, one of the things that I like really about the hire is the fact that he comes from a winning organization there in Kansas City. As I mentioned, he survived three different GM shifts and changes. Survived each one of those. That says a lot about him, that he stayed over, you know, throughout all that, the transition that happened.
Right.
They won a Super Bowl. He has that on his belt. I talked about earlier, he's a great talent evaluator, A-Dub. But also, it seemed like across the board, the whole hiring trust there for the Bears, they were unanimous that this was their guy, A-Dub.
Yeah, that's a positive right there. They were unanimous that he was the right one. The fact that they all felt the same way, Perez, that is big. Now, I like what you said about the talent evaluator. And one of the parts of this talent that I like that he evaluates very well is that offensive line.
Now, I do like the fact of what you mentioned as far as the offensive line. Ryan Poles is a former Chicago Bear. He was an offensive lineman. Where I like where you're going with the conversation is the fact of he brings a different insight when it comes to developing that offensive line. And that's something that he'll be able to bring here to Chicago, because I'm sick and tired of us depending on undrafted free agents and reclamation projects on our offensive line. Justin Fields is our franchise quarterback. We need offensive linemen that are dependable and are going to protect him and keep him from getting hit so often. So to the point you were making, A-Dub, I agree. He's got a pedigree on there on that offensive line, and I hope that he's able to bring that here to Chicago because our offensive line needs to improve right away.
You and I talked a lot about Justin Fields. He's our guy. The most important thing is protecting the asset.
Now, I mentioned that he's a former Bear. To me, that means something. I love that. Whether if it was a short period of time there he was in that uniform, there's a rich tradition here in this town. We want to win. The Chicago Bears fan base is clamoring for a winner. And when I saw the video of Poles and George McCaskey walking through O'Hare Airport, now, I know a lot of people have so many smart things to say about that, A-Dub. They were clowning George. Oh, what type of owner goes and personally picks up a GM candidate like that? And I sat up here and I thought to myself, well, what's he supposed to do? Which I want him to do, send a limo there? No, this was his guy. And you guys know, the people that live here in Chicago, you know how hard it is to navigate O'Hare Airport. So me personally, I think Brian Poles should look at what George McCaskey did in that moment and say, damn, they really do like me. Because George McCaskey parked his damn car, got out of the car, and walked to that damn baggage claim area to go get Ryan Poles. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that is a lot of work. That's pretty much saying, like you said, Perez, that's our guy. I'm going to show him the hospitality. Hey, I got you covered. I'm coming personally to do this here. I'm not sending nobody else. I got to give George a lot of credit for that, Perez.
That's the Chicago way. And Chicagoans understand what I was saying there as far as when it comes to me picking somebody up at the airport, I'm pulling up on the side there. You better hop your ass in the car. I'm not getting out. I'm not walking to no package claim area.
Right.
So salute to you, George.
Yeah, definitely, man. He must really want Ryan here to do all that, man.
They never let Ryan leave the building because Ryan was scheduled to meet with the Vikings. He never even got to that meeting.
Hey, sign a deal right now. Hey, let's make sure we got this situation handled right now. Hey, look, George already had this mindset, Perez, of what he really wanted to do at that interview, man. So I'm glad we were able to get the guy, man, no doubt.
Yeah, and we'll just see what it all means. But audience, on the surface of this move, I'm good with it. I'm hearing so many really good things about him, and I look forward to learning a little bit more about him, learning about his philosophy, hearing from himself what his vision is for improving his team, what his vision is for Justin Fields, how he sees Justin Fields as a quarterback and potential cornerstone of this franchise. So those are the things that I want to hear, but I want to hear that from Ryan Poles' mouth. I know there's a lot of people out there that'll tell you this and that and all these different reports. That's cool, but I want to hear from Ryan. I want to get fired up. I want to hear from our new GM what's good, because we sure could use it and we need it. And one of the things that I talked about on the last episode, and I had a lot of heat from people texting me after the episode came out, A-Dub, they were like, man, I don't know if I can be patient, Perez, man. The Giants, they hired their GM. And I'm sitting up here like, again, and I said this on the show. That's why people don't listen, A-Dub. The first thing I said is, don't compare yourself to the New York Giants. Don't do it. And now I got people here talking about, well, the Giants hired their GM. Well, good for them. We waited, and we got the guy that we wanted. And we got one of the guys that the Giants had on their radar. We got the guy that the Vikings wanted. So I'm good with that. If, and this is a big if everyone in that room, per the reports, if they were all lockstep with this move and it was unanimous, then let's go. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. Let's go. Let's get this shit going.
A unanimous decision? That's fantastic. I mean, it's great to hear that. And the thing is, I hope we all have that same thought process when it comes down to the coach, that it was unanimous as well. So let's keep that trend going.
Well, A-Dub, you bring up a good point here, because now when I'm thinking about this coach search, and from the rumors that are out there, Ryan Poles wanted to make that decision for himself. Now, this is the part of the conversation I want to have with the audience here. Bill Polian, we thank you so much for connecting us with Ryan Poles and getting that GM part of the puzzle solidified, but you are now excused. Ryan Poles and the rest of the team here internally will be responsible for hiring our head coach. Thank you. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you, son.
Ooh-wee. He can go. His job is done. So let's move on now, man. Let's let Ryan do his thing now, man, and see what he brings to the table here.
So as I mentioned to you, A-Dub, and audience a little earlier, we got three candidates now that are in the final stages of things. Caldwell, Eberflus, Dan Quinn. A-Dub, how do you see this coaching search going down the pipes here? Now you have those three guys that are kind of considered the favorites.
I'm going to count out Caldwell. I mean, I think Caldwell's cool, but, you know, I saw his days with the Colts. But I do see Eberflus possibly being the guy and what he's done over there with the Colts. I think he can probably do some similar things here. And I think a lot of things we talk about with the Chicago Bears team, you and I talked about, is about getting takeaways. And I think this coach for the Colts, defensive coordinator, can come over here and probably be the guy for this team. So I think he's not, to me, I think he's probably the lead candidate probably for the role.
Okay. A lot of people on Bears Twitter, Bears Nation, are talking about Dan Quinn. And so when I look at the name that you brought up, Eberflus, which I've been very consistent about, it would not be a home run hire for me. When I look at Dan Quinn, I say, that'd be okay. But I want somebody that's going to really knock my socks off, A-Dub. Really just like say, oh, damn, the Bears are back. And when I look at that, Sean Payton, Harbaugh, those are the guys. Now, I know people are like, well, Sean Payton's probably not going to coach this year. That's fine. And they're like, oh, well, Jim Harbaugh is probably going to stay at Michigan. That's fine. But I will exhaust those avenues before I start settling on these other three guys that we talked about. Now, Dan Quinn, respected in the league. A lot of people think that could be the guy. But we got to exhaust every avenue, man, before we go down that road.
Dan Quinn, you know, Caldwell, these other guys they talked about right out there, the ones, the front runners, right? Let's explore all the options. We can explore other people like Sean Payton out there, man. Why not?
Well, also, maybe Brian Poles is not enamored with those names. Maybe he's not enamored with Eberflus and Dan Quinn and Caldwell. He may say Brian Daboll might be a guy I might be interested in. He may say Byron Leftwich. We don't know. But that's what makes the hiring of the GM before the coach that much more impactful, because now he's got time to survey the land, because there's tons of options out there. And the Sean Payton decision to not return to the New Orleans Saints, I'm going to keep talking about that audience until Sean Payton says, oh, I'm going to work in the broadcast booth for 2022. Until I hear that happen, I'm going to keep pounding the pavement for either him or Jim Harbaugh coming here to Chicago.
And to your point, Perez, Sean Payton ain't make no final decisions yet. Nothing has been finalized with him with this whole thing about being the media. So until that happens, hey, he's on the table. So he tells us, hey, Chicago, no, then he's on the table.
As they said last season, everything's on the table. Well, guess what? If Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton's on the table, I'm all good with that. They got to exhaust every single avenue. A lot of people will sit here and talk to you about the head coaching search, A-Dub, but I also got some other questions for Ryan Poles. I want to know, what's your plan for building this team around Justin Fields? I teased that earlier. What's that plan? That's why I want to hear from him. What does that look like? Secondly, how do you clean up the mess that was made by Ryan Pace? Those are things that I want to know, and I want to hear that from him. How do you plan to build around Justin? How do you clean up the damage that was done? Because to your point, A-Dub, this is an attractive team, and that's why he wanted to be here. But there's also a lot of issues that we have with this roster, and we need to get some of this stuff sorted out.
We do got to get this sorted out, man. He got his hands full with that. Those are some great, great questions to want to know from him. He might not use those words, Mess. How do you clean some of the shit up that we had faced last season, man? How do you deal with some of the whole issues with contracts and people becoming free agents and aging players? So these are some things he really got to think about. He got his hands full with trying to figure everything out.
And also, don't forget about Brian Flores and Todd Bowles. That's why I said there's a lot of options out there when it comes to this coaching search. Ryan Poles, I'm sure he's already rolling up his sleeves. I saw the video where he was getting out the car, arriving to Hallis Hall. I love that energy, man, because he's already getting in there and grinding and ready to make some things happen. So head coach search, I'm sure he's on it. But I want to hear from him when he speaks to that Chicago media for the first time. As I mentioned, audience, and I'm going to say it one more time, what's that plan to build around Justin Fields? How do you clean up this mess? What is the plan to make this team a perennial Super Bowl contender? Those are the things that I want to hear from one Ryan Poles. Well, audience, we'll see how things progress here with this coaching search. I'm excited. A-Dub and I are traveling to Mobile, Alabama next week covering the Reese's Senior Bowl. So we're going to be down there giving you guys insight on some potential Bears prospects that we identify here for the draft. Maybe some Bears scouts will be in attendance. Shit, maybe Ryan Poles will be in attendance. We don't know. You never know, but I know who's going to be in the building. DBE going to be in the building.
You're damn right.
Definitely tune in with us. We're going to have live podcasts that week. Actually, next week, we'll have live podcasts. We're going to do some daily recaps of our thoughts from Mobile, the practice days, and obviously, we're going to recap the actual Senior Bowl game as well. So we got a lot of Senior Bowl content coming you guys' way next week. Stay tuned. Winner Circle will be out later on this week. As always, audience, thank you guys so much for your continued support of this show and for helping make us a top-tier Chicago Bears podcast. We look forward to talking to you guys next time, and we are out.